Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. Those of you who have buckled your seatbelts from Hour 1, it was interesting, funny, fun. I just don't know how you could have missed out on our first hour of Radio Law Talk talking about the dog food lawsuits. I'm telling you, these dog food lawsuits are more important than anything that's going on in this country right now. Isn't that correct, Denise?
Absolutely.
Because, look, if we can't talk about it anymore, go back to our first hour on our podcast at www.radiolawtalk.com. You will hear me, Fred Penny, your host, talk about what my dogs eat all the time and drink. You know how they like to try, you always want to give them clean water. You give them a nice clean water, and they walk over to the puddle that the cow's pooped in, and they drink out of that.
You know why?
Why?
You know, well, it's because if you give them clean water, it's just water. If they go over to the puddle, I mean, that's like dog tea.
It's called flavor enhancement.
It's like their green tea,
yeah,
right?
It's like their green tea.
I'm trying to get my electrolytes. I'm trying to get everything.
Why do people put steak sauce on a steak? I mean, come on.
Denise is getting so sick because we're talking about, last hour we talked about, and they're arguing that they say it's grain-free and it's got a little bit of, they're claiming that the dog food, the Kirkland dog food, has a little bit of grain in it. And I'm saying, are the dogs complaining? And I said, I watch my dogs eat the cow manure all the time. And I have to tell them to knock it off, and they drink out of the puddles and all that type
of stuff. I was watching this nature show.
Okay? Oh, here we go. Okay.
And it was about lions. You know, it was during the mating season on the Serengeti, and the lions are fighting each other to see
who gets
to...
mating season.
Yeah, it's the Lion King, the real version, you know. Mm-hmm. Nala and Simba are like, whose butt did you kick to be with me? So anyway, what we saw, though, was that the lions would go over and they would eat the dung of, like, rhinos and others because it gave them a testosterone boost.
What?
And it made them more aggressive. They were able to fight. It was like literally like a performance-enhancing drug. And they were more aggressive because, hey, I'm fighting. I got to do what I got to do. So I'm sitting there going, wait a second. Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame, but the lion is juicing? Are you kidding me?
Is that because the cows have steroids?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's no cows in the Serengeti.
I'm just saying
that's why the lions were eating it. So I'm wondering if the dogs were like... I don't know. Fred's been feeding his cattle hemp, so the dogs are like, oh, man, maybe I can get high.
Dude.
No, I'm not feeding them the hemp. They just get in the hemp field. That's all they do.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I live in the country. Now, who knows who's growing hemp or other things?
Fred's got the mellowest cows. Hey, man, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but if you could give me a little more alfalfa, but I want the Colombian gold alfalfa, yeah. If you could please.
And if there are any lions around, just let them know, wait until I waste, and then
Oh, man. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. We are all over social media. We have a Twitter account, Instagram. We're even on TikTok, believe it or not. We also are on Facebook. But again, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234 if you want to join the show. If we want to let you join the show, if Cal will let you join the show, we're going to talk about some interesting things this hour, about NFL attorney lawsuits. We're going to talk about a BP oil lawsuit. That's very interesting to me because I'm going to tell you about investments in the BP oil. Not that I'm saying this is what you invest in, but something I did that was interesting during that time period. And then we're going to talk about the very sad Angels baseball player, Tyler Skaggs, that died of an overdose, and the lawsuits that are occurring there because there's a lot going on with that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of other things. But the one thing we're going to talk about is it Prop 22, Denise? It's Prop 22, I think it was, about the Uber Lyft drivers and whether or not in California they are actually independent or they're employees. And how does that work when just prior to this, the state of California Supreme Court said They are employees. So now we got a prop that passed and said they are not employees. How does that work? And we're going to go over that and discuss that.
But they have to make minimum wage. That's the fun part.
Yeah, I don't know, so. But we're gonna discuss that later on. But why people always come to Radio Law Talk is for one thing and one thing only, and that is for Cal Hunter to stump Fred Penny. He doesn't stump the others. To hump stump Fred Penny to Radio Law Talk. Stump.
Okay.
Stump.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Why do I
Yay!
Jim Steinmeier is a magician's magician.
I bet he is.
And like every practitioner of the magic arts, he never gives up his secrets. David Howard is a writer who always wanted to learn more about the world of magic and write about it. So he pitched an idea to a popular science magazine to go visit Jim and see if he could get David to reveal the secrets behind a big trick. Like how he used mirrors to help make the Statue of Liberty disappear for a popular magician, the trick you've probably seen. Jim was a trick designer and engineer, too. So David the writer goes to Jim's place in Chicago and watched and listened and learned all about the world of magic. But despite Jim's promise, the revelation about a trick never came to that or any other trick. David's questions were always answered with more questions. So he went back and wrote the piece and became infuriated because Jim didn't reveal any secrets like he promised he would. The Science magazine was less interested in the article because there were no secrets, and David's credibility was damaged, and he felt damaged enough that he may have legal action. So he said, "You've affected my employability, you've affected my credibility as a freelance writer. I seek legal counsel to see if I have a law case against Jim Steinmeier, the magician's magician." And Todd Kunin, you get to go first and see what you think about this case or no case.
You know, if a freelance journalist could file a lawsuit against the subject that he was investigating just because the story didn't turn out the way the freelance journalist wanted it to turn out, that would be a huge problem. I don't think that if this were a case, that the freelance journalist has a snowball's chance in H-E double hockey sticks of prevailing on this. Because when you show up, you run the risk that a person's going to answer things the way they want to answer
them.
But
you go to an editor and you say, "Listen, I've talked to Steinmeier. He says he's going to reveal the secret behind this trick. All you've got to do is give me the gig of writing this story." And the pop size says, "Sure, here's the expense. You know, they get a little stuff up front. Go ahead and go write the story and come back and let me know how it goes.
Show me where the contract is and the consideration."
Ah.
For, you know, where Steinmeier was paid or given anything that legally required him to divulge his secrets other than a discussion over the telephone. And maybe I'll talk about something being a little different, but I say no case. I can't imagine anybody even wasting the court's time on this. I would say no case.
Fair enough. Denise, what say you?
This is a very famous case, actually.
Actually?
It's Howard versus Steinmeier. And the names have been changed, I think, but actually, yes, but it's really based on that one show that was out there, because they had a show where they were having magicians give up their secrets, and you'd watch through the whole thing, and then you'd really kind of question, like, what was the secret,
right.
You know, and so I think that that Howard got fired. I think he got fired, and I don't think that he was able to sue. So no case.
Mm. All right, Mr. Penny, what say you? Case?
What I think is Carl the pastor and the mega church. I think the cheating should have been. Oh, we're not back on the one from last hour. We're on a new one. Okay, you're going to get my answer when we come back because I want to go back to Carl the pastor and get my points back. We'll be back after this.
So you're not going to?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
All right,
now,
fine.
I want you. Slide out, and then it gives me time to make a decision and follow Denise.
Well, let's tell people they can play along at home. But remember, no wagering.
That's right. 855-LAW-RADIO. 855-529-7234.
A reminder, Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. You can tune in then on your favorite many local radio stations. And, of course, you can always get us online during those hours. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, that stone.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, we were talking, give a quick overview really quick of the case or no case, Cal, and I have to answer.
Okay, well, the issue is that a freelance writer, had a deal with a magician's mechanic. He said, if I can interview you, will you show me the secret behind a very popular nationwide trick that was on a big David Copperfield show,
right?
How you made the Statue of Liberty disappear. The guy says, sure, I guess so. Yeah, come on over. So he comes over, talks to the guy in Chicago, never gets the secret. Popular Mechanics said, what am I hiring you for? You told me you'd come in with an article with some great big secret. You've got nothing. And so the guy says, maybe I have legal action here because this fellow violated an agreement that we had, cost me money, damaged my reputation, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm asking, case or no case?
The answer is it's a case, and the magician loses. I'm the monkey throwing the dart.
That
you know what that is? You know where that comes from?
The monkey throwing the dart?
It's a monkey. There was a long time ago about, you know, picking a good stock in the stock market. They do this, and the monkey chooses, and all the analysts choose, and the monkey usually wins. Not usually, but it had won.
Or the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, or just, so there we go. So there we go. Magician loses, and it's a case.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I love the logic behind all of that.
Yes.
So those of you who say this was a case, that would be Fred. Oh, Fred.
What? Shocker? Shocker? Fred loses again.
It's a stunning moment in Radio Law Talk history.
Okay, those of you who don't know, we get points for this, and whoever loses has to pay dinner. I buy dinner so much.
Fred's wallet is out already.
I buy dinner all the time, and that's the good news is I'm getting points on my credit card. But the bad news is, what's the score right now as we sit?
Todd is ahead, 12.
12 points.
I'm next, 8.
8, and Fred?
And you're
we go to 50, by the way.
But here's the thing.
All right.
Here's the thing. This guy wrote an article this month in Popular Science about the fact that he went and talked to this guy, and he didn't get a secret out of him, but it was an interesting piece nonetheless. So if you have a minute and you like to read magazines, which very few people do these days, it's available. And you'll get to read the fact that you don't figure out the secret behind the, by the way, it was done with mirrors. Anyway, that's just all I can tell you.
It was?
Was it for Popular Mechanics?
I think it was either Popular Mechanics or Popular Science, one of those two. Yeah, but it was done, there was some kind of mirror thing. I don't know what, but some kind of deal like that.
You've damaged my reputation. I can now only get gigs with marginally popular mechanics. with unpopular mechanics. Oh, my gosh. I'm back to high school.
So I guess the best part about that, we can lose weight with mirrors now, right?
Sure.
My wife keeps bugging me to lose weight. Look! Dear, wow, what happened? David Copperfield helped me out.
Well, as Denise said, the best part about that is Fred didn't get any points. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is
a shocker.
Case or no case. And next hour, I'm going to talk to you about a hardworking, jealous woman who came home to find her man in a compromising position with her best friend and acted out very aggressively against them. So we'll talk about that next hour.
Hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw this out.
Okay.
For next hour, and it's got to be new callers. Can't be the same people. Anyone that's a new caller that listens, call us at 855. Write this down. 855-529-7234. I want you to answer case or no case for me. You call in at the next hour, and I will follow your lead so I might get some points.
That's a good suggestion.
I'm telling you, the listeners will help me. I cannot get a point for the life of me. And now I'm going to lose clients. They probably go, I don't want to go. He can't even
win.
Why would I hire him? What the heck?
You'll also be able to piggyback off of Denise's answer, because I believe Denise is answering first next answer.
Okay.
That's right.
Callers, remember
right.
that. Should I give another? No, I'm not going to give it. Just call in and help me out. So there's a lot of stuff that we need to talk about. We've talked about the NFL, but kind of the important thing is with the elections going on. And I know this is a California thing, but it really starts in California, but it's going to go nationwide. So this is one of those precedent ones about Uber and Lyft. And what has happened is Uber and Lyft, there has been issues whether or not they're employees.
And DoorDash, too. DoorDash,
yeah, or independent contractors, right? And so the California Supreme Court has held they are employees of Lyft and Uber, et cetera, et cetera. And that has been fairly recent.
Any so-called gig drivers in
right.
the gig economy.
Yeah,
right.
And to be honest with you, Uber and Lyft said, we're leaving the state.
That's exactly what they said.
We don't want this.
And the state did what? They said, we'll put it in neutral. until after the election, right?
Well, they took it to court. The state Supreme Court dealt with this last year.
Right.
And they're the ones that came up with this. They are not independent contractors because we need to have the money for taxes and all that. And so that was at the state Supreme Court. And then AB 5 codified that decision, basically. And what happened next is a lot of people were not happy with that decision, and that's how come Prop 22
and Uber and DoorDash came up with $200 million to promote their initiative.
Yes.
$200 million. That's an unprecedented amount.
Well, here's the thing.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
The state Supreme Court, when it made that decision, it was absolutely contrary to what is federally recognized as what an independent contractor was. So we were a state kind of acting.
Are you saying
abnormal.
California was a little bit abnormal?
Yes.
Compared to the rest of the United States? Shocker.
Yeah. Giving into labor union interest and state taxing interest,
right,
according to those who opposed it.
But Prop 22 does two important things for these independent contractors. It provides a mechanism for them to get health insurance, and they have to be paid at least minimum wage. So it's not like almost a pure independent contractor situation. It's a compromise. But one thing that I wanted to know, Todd, I thought you may know this, is Prop 22 going to be retroactive?
That is the concern when we come back from
Let's talk about that.
We're going to talk about it. When an initiative passes, if there are lawsuits and any questions up to that point, does the initiative retroactively go back to wipe that out? Or are those lawsuits still going forward for now, the brief period of time when the law was different? We'll talk about that when we come back.
And there's some interesting things about that we're going to discuss on that issue,
sure,
on when the Supreme Court ruling applies, or if it does. We'll be back.
Bottom of the hour break is coming right up here on Radio Law Talk. So we invite you to stay tuned because we'll continue discussion on this fascinating issue when we come right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News. Joe Biden projected increasing confidence as vote counts in key states remain positive for him heading into Saturday, as the battle with President Trump kept the nation hanging in suspense. Biden spoke to the nation Friday night in Wilmington, Delaware.
We're going to win this race. We're on track to over 300 electoral votes, electoral college votes. And look at the national numbers. We're going to win this race with a clear majority of the nation behind us. We've gotten over 74 million votes. Let me repeat that. 74 million votes.
Biden says he expects to win after he extended his lead in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia, while President Trump pursued legal actions in key states. Both Senate races in Georgia are headed for runoffs, meaning control of the Senate won't be decided until January. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're talking about California court and the Prop 22 with California. Why is it you people in New Jersey and Chicago listening to us care about that? Because this may be coming to your town, and this is what we're trying to figure out. So what the United – go ahead. We were following up as to the status of if this is retroactive or not, Prop 22.
Yeah. So, just to recap, if you're just tuning in. So, listen, in California up until last year, up until the Supreme Court ruling, actually, it was generally accepted that if somebody said they were an independent contractor, they'd be presumptively an independent contractor unless a certain set of conditions applied. There were like 16 of them. There were a whole bunch of them. And if any combination of those applied, then a person could be deemed an employee, not an independent contractor, even though your contract says I'm an independent contractor. Well, the Supreme Court back in, 2019, made a ruling where they interpreted California law and said, you know what, it's actually the other way around. People are presumptively employees unless there's a certain set of conditions that pull them out of that and make them an independent contractor. Flipped it on its head, and the big industry hit by that decision was the gig economy, DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, what have you. Well, the legislature in California then passed AB 5, which took what the Supreme Court said and said, not only did the Supreme Court say it, we're going to make that state law on the books. And so starting January 1st, AB 5 went into effect and said people are presumptively employees. Now, here's the deal. As a presumptive employee, Uber and Lyft and all these people are now looking at these drivers they thought were gig economy. Now they're saying they're presumptive employees, and all of these companies now have to pull payroll taxes, they have to pull the FICA.
They have to match the Social Security.
It,
they have to, oh,
have to be like employees. And so legal battles have started to say, hold on, we know what the law is, but we still think our drivers fall outside the purview of employees. They're independent contractors. And so these lawsuits have been going on since the 1st of January, pretty much, 2020, fighting the status of these drivers. And all knowing that come election day in 2020, that there's this AB 22, and if that passes, then everybody's back to being independent contractors, right? That was the law.
So with some benefits.
With some benefits.
Yes.
So, but here is the question. Does the law, or the initiative, if passed, and it did pass, is it retroactive to the 1st of January such that Uber and Lyft can all say, retroactive, we don't owe anything, they've been independent contractors all along, thanks for playing, let's all go our separate ways. And the judge overseeing one of the biggest lawsuits issued a ruling on some issue back in August, and he said in his ruling, even if the ballot initiative passes, essentially he said, it doesn't make it retroactive, it doesn't make this go away. Scholars have looked at it and said it doesn't make it go away. Typically,
yeah,
if an initiative is retroactive, it has to say in the initiative, this is retroactive to this date. And Prop 22 didn't say that. So these lawsuits that have been going up to now, which, look, if the state prevails, that is millions of dollars of revenue that go to the states that these gig companies have to pay. And
right now the status was that there was an injunction at the trial level that was making them claim these people as employees.
That's right.
And then that was appealed, and the appellate court said the injunction's right. It's too great of a burden, you know, on the state to not get that. And so that's right now where it is. And the decision on the appellate court is not going to be final for 30 days. And Prop 22 rears its head. So it's going to be interesting to find out how courts are going to interpret Prop 22.
Now, if I put on my prognosticator, my prediction hat, I'm going to predict that at the end of the litigation, they're probably going to find that the gig economy drivers were employees, but they will find that they were employees from the period of time January 1 to November 3rd. Was that the date of the election? November 3rd,
yes.
2020. And that the companies like Uber and Lyft and Grub, whatever, all the DoorDash, they're going to be on the hook for all of the payroll-associated taxes and withholdings that they were supposed to withhold for those drivers for that specified period of time. But not from November 3rd on.
I think it's going to get settled.
Yeah.
I think they'll figure out some way to settle it so that everybody's kind of a winner.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
I think they were prolonging this pending litigation knowing that this was coming. I'll tell you, here's the equivalent in the criminal law realm, right? A couple years ago, it was on the ballot as a ballot initiative whether or not California was going to continue with the death penalty, right?
Right.
And at the time, I was a deputy DA. I had a murder case. And in the murder case, the issue about whether or not to impose the death penalty was an issue in that case. And you know what we did? We kicked the can down the road to see if the voters would make that decision for us. Why go through all of this litigation if in a month we're going to have an election and the point might be moot?
Yeah.
And I see this litigation being the exact same thing. They just, look, if it's on the ballot, we'll see what they say.
As liberal as California is, many times when it was put to a popular vote, they have been pro-death penalty.
Yeah.
Rose Byrd, she was a former state Supreme Court Justice. She got removed from office, from her seat, because she would not enforce the death penalty.
Yep.
And right now, there is a moratorium on the death penalty.
Yep.
There is.
Cal.
I just think it's interesting that we in California are used to having courts overturn the direct will of the people. It's happened in proposition after proposition, and it's very possible this could happen again, where the people speak and the court says, we're just not going to listen to you. We'll decide this for you.
And I think in those cases where the court does that, they usually do it by finding that some decision is unconstitutional, or they find a problem with the ballot, the way the signatures
the
to get on the ballot, the wording
is,
and all that kind of stuff was.
I haven't, or unconstitutional under either state or U.S.
Yes, and I haven't heard any of those challenges with regard to this to this point, but the day is still young.
Yes.
Well, remember, though, the state does not plan to benefit anything off of this because people still have to pay their taxes, even if whether it's withholding or not, they still have to file and pay their taxes.
That's
yeah,
true.
But,
it
but
was organized
it's less
labor
taxes.
That largely drove this boat. I don't know why, but they were the ones largely putting the money behind the effort to
well,
get the boat.
Don't you remember the caller that we had? We had a caller call in and said, I want to be an independent contractor
exactly.
because I can write off. I can write off my mileage. I can write off my car payment. I can write, you know, all these write-offs. And they get to decide how much they get to write off and how much they pay in taxes. So it does shift the burden of the payment on taxes to the independent contractor.
Now, and here's why. Look, we're a national show. And we're talking about a law that was passed in California, and Fred talked about this earlier. So why does somebody in Tennessee or back in the East Coast, why do they care about this? And it's because if you enjoy services like Uber and Lyft and what have you, California's law was so draconian prior to the third that it threatened the viability of those business models going forward that could have shut it down nationwide because of the sheer population of California. So much business was done with Uber and Lyft and
DoorDash
and all that. So much business was done in the state of California. I mean, people forget about this. If California were a nation, I think the gross domestic product of California would make it like
seventh in the world.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a lot of business going through here. So when you pull the gig model out of California, I mean, that affects arguably Uber and Lyft's ability to operate throughout the rest of the country with any profit at all. And so now, because of what happened in California, the risk that everybody nationwide would be denied this service if the business is shut down was real. This voter initiative helped put a stop to that. So that's why you may want to look at it and go, yeah, I know it's California, but we should really care. So
when we come back, we're going to talk about an incident that occurred the evening of April 10th, 2010. Catastrophic. I remember it. Think about it. Go look it up. If you want to call us about it when we talk about it, 855 Law Radio. Something interesting occurred, and there's lawsuits going on because of what occurred on April 20th, 2010 in the evening. We'll be back.
April 20th or April 10th?
April 20th, 2010. We'll be back.
All right, stay tuned. As Fred said, we will be back with more Radio Law Talk here in just a little bit, the final segment of this hour, and one more hour to go on Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com and on many local radio stations. We hope that one of those is yours. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So what happened April 20th, 2010? It was a, it's called the Deepwater Horizon. It's an oil rig. And it's in the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles or so from Louisiana. This well is in 5,000 feet of water. That's how deep it is. And it is a big well. And apparently there was an explosion on the platform. And it actually killed, I believe, 11 men died. It said men. And then there's about 17 injured. And it sunk. And what happened is it broke the well head off. And all the oil started spilling out into the ocean, and then it eventually started coming toward, you know, Louisiana and the coast. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. It's a sad and scary thing, but the interesting thing is they couldn't, and I still remember watching it. I remember this very well. It was so deep, the well, the technology was just on the edge, and they were having problems capping the well 5,000 feet deep. And BP oil stock plummeted. Now, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it plummeted about, we got to look that up, but it had a major plummet. And I still remember my accountant going, "You got a little extra money?" I'm like, "What?" And again, we're not an investment banking company here. I mean, a show. And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, buy BP oil. It just tanked because of what was happening, because he said it'll eventually come back. And, man, that was one of the best purchases I had ever done, was buying that BP oil that tanked, and then it came back, you know, eventually came back. But you know, during these catastrophic times, their stock went down. So there were lawsuits, a lot of lawsuits going on. Tell me when you guys have found out that answer. Did you find the answer?
What was the question?
I don't remember.
I mean, just to give you an idea of the scale of the leak.
Right.
So BP originally estimated that we're losing about 1,000 barrels a day.
Right.
No.
And a barrel's 50 gallons?
The estimate was 60,000 barrels a day were being lost. It was incredible. I remember this was shortly after, I believe, remember you have James Cameron, the guy that directed Terminator and
Titanic
and The Abyss? Mm-hmm. Well, James Cameron, previous to this, had piloted his own underwater sub down to the Mariana Trench, which is deeper than this. Cameron offered to take his sub and go down, which would have been well within its tolerances, so that you could have eyes and visually go in to cap this well. They wouldn't let him go down. They wouldn't let anybody go down.
They don't want them to see.
They didn't want him to see what was going on down there.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly. By the way, the BP stock went down 45%.
Wow.
Yes.
What was $10 is now $5.50.
So how did BP Oil win this suit?
Okay, so let's back up. There's multiple suits going on. The They were fined $5.5 billion as a penalty by the government for their the spill. Then there was about an $8.1 billion, and again, I might be off a few billion here or a few thousand, but $8.1 billion payout to, you know, the Louisiana and the states because they lost fishing. You know, they had fishing issues.
Tourism.
Yeah, right, so there's about $8.1 billion there and about a $600 or $700 billion payouts extra.
$600 to $700 million payouts.
No, yeah, million. $600 to $700 million payouts for the future. And there was two separate ones, a $700 and approximately $600 for the future damages that they didn't know at that time.
Now look, we're talking a lot of money here that they have to pay out. And a lot of people look at this and say, boy, is that really enough? Because one publication, USA Today, they estimated that the total cost of this spill was over $60 billion, $61.9 billion due to the damage that was done as a result of this spill.
Right.
And BP is paying, what, $5 billion?
Well, no, it's actually a total of about $20 billion they paid out. About $20
billion. So about a third of what the estimated damages were.
Right.
$20 billion, though, with a B. That's $20 million.
That's a lot of money. And they paid it over time. It wasn't like all in one lump sum. But their stock did go back up. But the interesting thing about this is there are also people brought some personal injury cases trying to say that they have been diagnosed medical problems because of the oil coming on.
Because of the cleanup, specifically, isn't it?
Yeah, and other arguments. But what we're getting at here is on Wednesday, a federal judge in Florida dismissed the case of multiple people that were diagnosed for medical problems, and basically, what I don't get is it's a Florida federal judge, and also there was a multi-district litigation in Louisiana federal court also that the judge sided with BP's on oxycologist, which is a person that's a medical doctor that determines whether or not you have a disease or a sickness from, like, the oil spills. And that's all we know now. It just happened. And so we're going to be following up on this. But
Now, Fred, look. I know this maybe you don't do the class action stuff.
No, I don't.
But you do.
No, I don't.
You do personal injury,
yes.
and so somebody's going in essentially saying, I'm suffering a medical condition, right? And I'm suffering a medical condition. I'm saying it's because of this thing that this company did, so I should be paid. Essentially, that's the lawsuit, right? And it seems like in this case, it's not that a court is saying, Well, I don't think that this plaintiff or this class of plaintiffs has suffered any sort of physical damage. I get that there's damages. We have the medical reports. The issue here is the causation.
Right.
Are the damages as a result of the spill? And that's where folks look in, and apparently a judge kind of felt, no, they weren't.
Well, it comes down to we call it dueling experts.
Yep.
And what basically happened is this court followed the expert, Dr. Patricia Williams, who was BP's expert, an toxicologist that said basically, you know, they're not necessarily caused from the oil spill.
Well, I saw the movie, and it was.
Oh, there we go. The movie.
You know, this Dr. Patricia Williams, she's a toxicologist, and she testified in Hickman versus
toxicologist. When I say toxicologist, I meant toxicologist.
It's because they left out the hyphen on the sheet that we put.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The T was on the previous line. It's toxicologist.
What's toxicologist?
She prescribed oxycodone, and she's a...
I know what a toxicologist is, too. I don't know why I said toxicologist.
But she's been an expert in many cases.
Right.
And they faulted her testimony in this particular case.
What do you mean they faulted her?
They said that...
But the judge
her testimony, actually found that there was problems in her testimony that... finding that these people had been injured.
Gotcha. Oh, I see.
Right?
She was for the plaintiffs.
Correct.
In this
yes.
case. That's right.
Correct.
And so BP argued that it was faulty what she was saying, and BP's, and that's why the judge sided with BP. I apologize. That's correct.
It's interesting with these experts. I mean, in the criminal realm, we've got toxicology experts that come in for DUI cases, right?
Right, right.
Trying to. And so you have some that only
toxicologists,
yes. So some only testify on behalf of defense cases. They only testify for the defense. And so what's the argument? That, oh, it's just bought and paid for testimonies just for the defense. Well, then you've got those that only testify for the prosecution. Oh, it's bought and paid for. You only testify for the prosecution. So then you think, okay, there's the person that just goes on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes they'll testify for the prosecution. Sometimes they'll testify for the defense. And what do they say? Oh, you're just going to go with whoever's paying you the most money. It's an opinion for sale. I mean, these folks can't win. But you know what? They're crying all the way to the bank.
And who wins? The lawyers.
Who wins?
I mean, you hang out a shingle somewhere that says, we'll testify for defense in drug driving cases? How does that work?
We'll testify for food. They hold a sign up.
What they do is a lot of times they'll do one for the other side every once in a while to make it look
just to throw them a bone.
Yeah, so don't forget, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, and you're going to help me next hour figure out case or no case, because I can't win. I always lose. I want my callers to help me in case or no case. Join us third hours. I'm your host, Fred Penny, with Denise, Todd, and our producer, Cal Hunter.
And caller, if you get it right, I will award Fred one extra point.
Oh,
one extra point, because he's behind so far. It won't make any difference.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.